Time now for this week's Nutrition Minute.
Today we're going to talk about the fruit group. And so how much fruit you need every day depends on two things: how active you are and how old you are. So what counts as a serving of fruit? Well, in general, about a large banana or about 30 grapes counts as a serving of fruit. So in the course of a day, if you had a banana and a couple handfuls of fruit, you would get all the fruit you would need for that day. But what if you don't like bananas or grapes? It's okay to substitute any fruit you like. Just remember to include a variety of colors and different fruits all week, because you do get different nutrition from the different fruits. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to eat healthy and stay active.
Lauren, here at Lifetime with Andrew, we're in the rock climbing space of the club. Tell me a little bit about what you do here at Lifetime.
So my job is I'm the climbing supervisor. So all of this area I oversee and manage, and that's from staffing our employees and instructors to come in for members when they want to use it, as well as staffing and teaching a lot of our youth classes and adult classes that we offer.
How young do your youth classes start out?
Our littlest age is 5, and we actually have a class called Mini Monkeys. That's for the 5 to 6 year olds. We progress them up to our Cliffhangers class, and then our pinnacle youth class is actually our climbing team, which goes to regional competitions.
When you walk into the gym, what is the first thing you tell everyone in here? I'd assume it's something to do with safety.
Yes, that's actually a perfect point. We always tell people that climbing is inherently dangerous, which means we have all these safety policies and all these rules. You know, there is the risk of climbing and getting hurt. That's why we ask you always follow the safety rules, because it's going to keep those chances as small as possible.
All right, so I don't know anything about rock climbing. Tell me the first thing that someone new to rock climbing should know.
First thing is it's from the waist down, okay, for a majority of climbing. For our kids' classes, we always talk about building the pyramid, because the pyramid's very stable and it's hard to push over. So it starts with placing your feet on the holds, making sure you're firm, not trying to put it on the edge or putting on something slippery. Then it's using your legs to push your body up. Okay. This quad muscle here is one of the strongest in the body outside of the heart. It's a lot easier to push yourself up than pull yourself up. And the last one is using your core, the top of that pyramid, to keep your body in. You want to keep your body in and over your feet, because that's all your weight, and it's going to give you better grip. If you stick that butt out, your weight's going to be displaced. It's going to be a lot like more likely to fall off.
So you all have your harnesses on. I haven't put mine on. Will you walk me through the harness?
Sure.
We need to grab it first.
So this is pretty typical to what you'll see at most climbing gyms as a rental.
Okay.
There's the strong point in the loop. That's going to hold all your body weight. So when we clip in, this is what we're going to be using.
Okay.
Then there's 2 leg loops, 1 for each leg, and then the waist loop. So you'll step in, 1 through the green and 1 through the red.
Don't fall over. All right.
And you want it to sit above your hip bones. It's a natural spot for it to rest. And then to tighten, you're just going to take this strap, pulling it back until the waist is snug. And again, you don't want it uncomfortable. You're going to be spending a lot of time in these. Your legs are the same thing. It's this little strap here you're pulling down. And if you do them too tight, spending a lot of time in there, you're just going to lose a little bit of circulation and your foot's going to fall asleep on you.
Okay, so don't do that.
Yep.
All right, so then we're in.
So this is one of our auto-belay systems. If you've ever seen traditional climbing with the person on the ground holding you up by a rope, this works in the same exact manner, but instead of another person, you have a machine. So as you climb up, the cable will go up and the machine will hold it. When you're done or you slip, all you have to do is let go and it brings you down in a descended control. All right, so we're gonna clip it right here on that red loop. And the thing with auto belays is, since they pull up a chunk of your body weight, kids make it look really easy. The proportion of their body weight getting pulled up is a lot larger than that for an adult. So.
These are all animals.
We call this route I Spy. It's a lot easier to give directions to kids, such as grab the ice cream cone or grab the seashell.
So talking about technique, she's using her legs to push up.
Yep. So her arms at this point on this route are mostly to keep herself on the wall.
Okay.
Her legs are going to do about 80% of the work. Now you got to ring the bell right up to your right. Yep. On the green strap.
There you go. And now how does she get down?
Now all you have to do is let go.
Oh, there you go.
Like I said, it brings you down at a very controlled descent phase.
There you go. Awesome. Good work.
Very well done. So this is an easier one. Oh,
oh no. Oh, Victor's down. He tried though.
Well, it was always a good effort.
Maybe next time, Victor. Time now to find another junior reporter. This time, standing by with number 26, cornerback Trey Waynes.
Do you play Pokemon Go?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite Pokemon?
Scyther.
Are you afraid with anyone on a different team?
Am I afraid?
No, like any friend.
Oh, no, a friend? Yeah, I got a couple. You want me to name them?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Quandre Diggs for the Lions, Lakin Tomlinson for the Lions, Jake Ryan from the Packers, Quentin. I got.
Do you ever hang out with them? Like,
yeah. During the off season, we'll hang out, take trips.
Do you ever hang out any players on the Vikings?
Yeah.
So what do you do in football? Like, what are you, like a linebacker or running back?
Oh no, I'm a cornerback.
A cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
Is this your first season or?
Second. This is going on number two.
Can you do the bottle flip?
No.
Have you ever nailed it?
I've never even tried it.
What's your favorite touchdown celebrity, like, special dance?
I don't really score touchdowns, so I don't really got to dance.
What's your favorite dance move?
I'm not a dancer.
You're not? What do you like to do in your free time?
I like playing Xbox.
Xbox. What's your favorite store like to eat, like restaurant?
I like Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen? What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Cookie dough.
Cookie dough. Have you been in the U.S. State Stadium yet? Big Stadium?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing about it?
It's indoors.
In the
inside, away from the cold.